wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, let your temple be filled. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord, we love you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, praise your name, O Lord, hallelujah, we come, O Lord. Hallelujah, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Let us sing number 102 in the white book. Number 102 in the white book. Living for Jesus, oh, what peace. Trials may come. Touch every day. We need a fresh anointing every day. Now, does that mean every morning? Does that mean every evening? Maybe it means all the time. It has to be fresh. As we sang that first song, I thought, how can you serve him, praise him, and live in his presence without his touch, without the Spirit of God? You can't. You can't. You can't serve him acceptably. You can serve or try to serve, but to serve acceptably takes the Holy Spirit. Everything in the Old Testament tabernacle and temple, everything was anointed with oil. Everything. The little snuffers they used to, when they put out the wicks for the candles. Every spoon, every utensil, everything. Everything had to be anointed with oil, fresh oil. What a wonderful picture that is. Here we are in the temple. Here we are in God's house as God's temple. And we need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Day by day by day. David said, he prayed, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. What a wonderful thing to know that there's a fresh touch and a new anointing and the Holy Spirit wants to come upon every one of us all the time and qualify us for service and enable us to praise him and to live in his presence. day by day, moment by moment, we just sang, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. You know, when He touches you, something happens. A songwriter said, something happened. Now I know He touched me. Well, there's a difference when His touch comes upon your life. There's a difference in the way that you serve Him. There's a difference in the way that you praise Him. And it enables you to then live in His presence. There's a difference that comes. And you can't explain it. I can't explain it. But you know that Jesus touched you. You know that Jesus is in you. You know that you're living in Him. And what a wonderful thing that at the beginning of the day, Lord, today You're anointing my head with oil. You anoint my head today. Pour it out, Lord. And when they poured out oil in those days, you know, they didn't spare. They took the horn of oil. Samuel, when he went around anointing kings or prophets, he just poured it out copiously. It says that it ran down Aaron's beard. And then it went down all the way to his skirt, the very bottom. Must have been a lot of oil. Not just a tiny little bit, but there was a good supply that, well, when Aaron got anointed with oil, he was baptized in the stuff. It just covered him altogether. And that's what the Lord wants to do with you and with me. I don't want a little taste or a little touch or a little oil or yesterday's, but Lord, give me a fresh supply. Pour it out, Lord, upon us this morning, Your Spirit. Now that doesn't mean, it means a lot of different things. It doesn't mean loud. It doesn't mean quiet. It doesn't mean this or that or the other. What it means is Jesus has come to live in His temple. Jesus has come to fill His people with Himself. Corporately, yes, we are the temple of the living God, but individually, you are the temple. And Paul asked the question twice to the Corinthians, what? Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? You don't know that. You don't know that He wants to dwell in you. You don't know that He wants to fill you with His Spirit. You don't know that He wants to anoint and touch your life. Oh, He does. Come, Holy Spirit. I need You. I have You. I need You. I need You now. I need You today, dear Lord. And there's that prayer. It's in that white book somewhere near the back. 1, 12, 13, 15, 17. Want something, come Holy Spirit. Maybe we could pray it together. I don't think we have. I know we've prayed that way, but we haven't prayed the whole prayer. Let's sing it. 100, what is it?
124.
124, thank you. 124. Come as a strength to the weary. Lord, come as a balm for the sore. Oh Lord, come as a spring in the desert. Dear Lord, come, Jesus, to those that are tired, that are weary, heavy laden. Dear Lord, come, pour out your Spirit upon us. Oh Jesus, we pray that we would find in you the help that we need this day, this moment, dear Lord. Refresh, renew, quicken, O Lord. Strengthen with might by your Spirit in the inner being. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, we pray that you will strengthen every one of us here today. Dear Lord, body and soul and spirit, we pray that you'll come to the camp, dear Lord.
Yes.
Come to the counselors, come to the campers. Pour out your Spirit upon them afresh today. Dear Lord, may they receive something in their heart, their soul, their body. Right from heaven, dear Lord, minister by the Holy Spirit, we pray, throughout the whole camp today.
Yes.
Touching hearts, touching lives,
Amen.
Renewing, quickening. Do your gracious work among us, Lord.
Yes.
We need you today. We need a new touch from you today. Without you, we can't do anything, Lord. But we thank you, dear Lord, that you're here and that you're in our midst and that we can reach out and experience from you a new touch in our heart, our souls, and our bodies. Heal those that are sick, O Lord. Dear Lord, by your stripes we're healed. There's a flow of the life of Jesus into these mortal bodies that quickens. And we pray, Lord, today that we will experience the quickening touch of the Lord in these mortal bodies, that resurrection life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you today. Thank you today that you are a life-giving Spirit.
Yes.
And we pray today that we might receive, Lord. Dear Lord, whatever we have need of, however you need to minister spiritually, dear Lord, minister new life, new strength, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you're made unto us all that I need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All through those horrific times in the Old Testament, and all through those barbaric nations that sinned and sinned some more, God had a people. They were never a majority, they were never very numerous, but God had a people. He had always had a nation or a people that he had called out from everybody else. My peculiar treasure, the apple of my eye. And he always wanted to preserve that people for himself. No matter how wicked it was all around them and how sinful the world became, and that's what sin does. It makes people increasingly sinful. They become hardened in their sin. And yet, at the same time, let the righteous, let the pure, let them be pure still, the ungodly and the unholy, unholy still. But all through the Old Covenant, all through the Old Testament, even God's people went south on him. They turned away. Many of them did, but he had a remnant. There was a people, the just shall live by faith. And although God had a hard time through the history in the Old Testament to find just a handful sometimes, had a hard time in Ezekiel to find one person that could stand in the gap and make up the hedge. But thank God, there was always a light that shined in the darkness. And right up into the New Testament, right up into 2023. The world is dark and the sin abounds, but God has a people. He has a people that he's called from among the world to be separate and not touch the unclean thing. And sometimes even God's people don't please him very well, and he has to get after them and us and chasten. But whom the Lord loves, he chastens. And it doesn't seem joyous for the present, but afterwards. And again, all through the Bible, Old Testament, God had to chasten his people, get after them, punish them, allow things to come upon them. But it was all for their good. I want a people. I want a people. And so he gets after you today. And he takes a whip out sometimes and drives something out of the temple that doesn't please him, that he sees there, and he looks around, and he's not pleased, perhaps, and so he goes to work. Why does he do that? Why? Because he loves you. Because he wants to perfect the thing that concerns you. Because he wants to present to his Father one day a church without spot, without wrinkle, or without any such thing. And oh, thank God, we are his, Paul says to the Ephesians, his masterpiece, I think is what it says in the original, poema or something like that. We're his workmanship. And he's picked me up, and now he's working, and he's changing, and he's fashioning, and he's allowing all kinds of things to happen to me so that I might become perfected. I have to go through the fire so that I can come forth as gold. The trying of your faith, much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. And we'd like to skip some spots. We'd like to skip some parts. We don't like this and we don't like that. But God is on the throne and he's got a people and he's working to bring to completion that bride of Christ. Hallelujah. That bride without any wrinkle in her. Any blemish on that garment, that wedding garment. Hating the garment spotted by the flesh. And I'm thankful that he's called us. And I'm thankful that he who has called us is faithful to perfect the thing that concerns us. And he's begun a good work, and now he's working today. He's working today in you and in me. And we might not understand all God's ways. And they may seem like a mystery to us sometimes. But that's where we can trust him. We can trust him. We can know that he is faithful. We can know that he is, he knows what he's doing. And we might not understand, and we might not be able to fathom his ways, but his ways are higher than ours. But they're not only higher, but they're better. They're better than my ways. So, Lord, have your way in us and with us. And, Lord, let your will be done and finish thy new creation. Pure and spotless let us be. Yes. Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Work on, dear Jesus. Work mightily to will and to do of your good pleasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This day, dear Lord, we thank you for it. Praise the Lord.